He is an assistant professor at the University of Manitoba. He is the Canada Research Chair in Emerging Viruses. And God knows COVID-19 is one of those, an emerging virus. Dr. Jason Kindrichuk takes some time to join us this morning. Doctor, thank you so much for this. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. What does a day in your life look like these days as you try to tackle this beast that seems to be growing daily?
Well, you know, I think I'm the only virologist in Canada right now that's taking a lot of media. So, you know, I basically now I'm trying to sort between interviews. But a lot of it, honestly, is trying to understand what this virus is. You know, we're learning from hour to hour. You know, what this virus does, where it came from, where it's going. You know, and so trying to keep on top of it is really become kind of a second full-time job on top of trying to, kind of continue on at least in some, vestige of the research that we've done in the past, but doing it obviously all at home.
What do you say to the people that make the point when they talk about COVID-19 that, well, the flu kills 10,000 or 20,000 people a year, and this has only affected 400 people? What do you say to when people make that point where they say, well, it's just like any other flu and it's not as big as our usual influenza that hits the world every year?
Yeah, you know, it's a difficult comparative, right? And I work on both viruses. I mean, flu per year across the globe kills 500,000 people. But the difference is they don't all show up at the emergency room or at the hospital at the same time. We have a vaccine and we have therapeutics for it. This virus, we literally have nothing in terms of protection as far as, pharmaceutical products. So we can't give somebody an antiviral. We can't give them a vaccine. And what we're seeing now is that, it's not only elderly people and older people that are showing up at the hospitals. We're seeing a lot of people that are, from 20 up that are showing up and require hospitalization. And that's the unfortunate side, is that really the healthcare networks are getting overrun with people all at the same time. And that's where the difficulty comes in.
With Dr. Jason Kindrichuk, he is the Canada Research Chair in Emerging Viruses, and COVID-19 is that. So this may be the question that is impossible to answer, but as a layperson, I'll do my very best to ask it, and you can do your very best, Doctor, to answer it. What is it about this particular strain of the flu what is it about this particular strain that has just taken over the world, unlike most of what we've seen in the last century?
You know, I think we have to look back at the fact that, it's a coronavirus, so it's not influenza. We have seen other coronaviruses recently, like SARS and MERS, that emerged and obviously have spread and had, pretty big public health consequences. This one's been a little bit different in that, when it emerged, it spread fairly rapidly through China, but it looked like it may stay localized. And then it got out and then, kind of started to spill across Europe. And it spread unbelievably quickly. I mean, I look back, December 31st is when the first reports came out from Wuhan. We're 12 weeks out now, or 11 weeks out now from then. And it's gone completely global. That's the part that I think I look back on, and I don't think any of us quite anticipated at the time would be how quickly this virus would spread and the breadth at which it would spread across the globe.
Okay, so I'm really interested in that because, I mean, you're an expert in this area. You start to get, around the turn of the calendar, reports out of Wuhan, reports out of China. Are you saying, oh, crap? Or are you like the rest of us and really don't have a sense just yet at that point?
It's interesting. We've got a 17-month-old at home, and my wife is the much smarter Dr. Kindrichuk. But they both fell asleep on New Year's Eve, and I went on social media and ended up coming across this story. And a couple of us were talking and kind of tweeting back and forth about the fact that it sounded a little bit strange. They talked about it being SARS-like. It didn't quite kind of seem like the same thing, but it would seem odd that this would suddenly emerge. And the number of cases seemed kind of high and a little bit odd. Within a couple of weeks, I think a lot of us were kind of looking at this and saying, yeah, this is something new and this is something different. I don't think we had an appreciation again for how quickly it would spread. None of us, I think, anticipated, 11 or 12 weeks later, we would be in this situation. But this is something that I think all of us pretty quickly, even though we anticipated another pandemic at some point, I don't think we quite realized that it was going to happen this quickly and would overtake things this quickly as well.
Dr. Jason Kindrichuk is the Canada Research Chair in Emerging Viruses. He's with us. Lead off, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Yesterday, I went on a run. I was right before he came on. I was going to tell Scotty a story about something that happened to me, and I think it's maybe best to ask you. I'm going for a run, and I'm running around someone, and I gave them about 4 or 5 feet, and when they heard me coming, they kind of stopped in their tracks, ran 5, 6 feet even further away from me, and said something not nice and something along the lines of, "Are you crazy? Get away from me." Is that the precaution we need to take where even if we're running or walking past someone, there's a safe distance?
Yeah, that's the difficulty, right? I know for a lot of people, obviously it's different. It's uncomfortable. I was in West Africa during the Ebola epidemic. So, I'm not, well trained in this, or used to it, but at least I have, some comfort with it. I think that's the point that we're at, is that we have to think about social and physical distancing in this, the 6 foot or larger kind of radius around us, whether we're inside or outside. And that's the difficulty is, we're saying to people, and, I'm, a weightlifter as well. We need people to, we want people to still exercise and get outside, but there is still this idea that we have to maintain physical distancing, because really right now, it is our only means of trying to combat this virus since we don't have a vaccine or therapeutics.
Where are we right now, as best as you understand it, doctor? Because I don't want to be a radio talk show host who goes on and spews hysteria. But my concern is, and maybe this applies more south of the border than here, but we don't know for sure. My concern is that you've got all those spring breakers, those March breakers who were down in Florida, which is a hot spot. They were congregating against better judgment. They have now all dispersed to wherever it is that they are from in North America. And they, if they are infected, could pass it on to their parents or their grandparents, whoever it is they come into contact with. Like, I feel, rightly or wrongly, that we're going to have another ugly wave here in 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. In your opinion, where are we?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? I mean, we're watching, obviously, Italy has been a pretty good barometer for, how things can go south pretty quickly with this disease. Spain as well is kind of, has jumped up now. I think they're second in terms of total fatalities. The U.S. is climbing in cases. I think we're going to see, we're definitely not at the peak. We are going to see more cases. Here in Manitoba, we're a little bit, behind the times, I think, in Canada. And there's a couple reasons, I think, why that might be. But we are ultimately going to see a climb in cases. How far it goes, we can't anticipate. And you're right. Every event that happens, if you have somebody that comes into a community that is sick and they bring the virus, we don't see the change the next day. It takes 2 weeks. While this virus, or up to 2 weeks while this virus is incubating, for us to see that change in cases and see spread. So, we're going to see probably in a couple of weeks now that, we've gotten down to, more kind of physical distancing less kind of, non-essential businesses that are being opened in Ontario and Quebec. We'll see what the effects are. But it's going to get worse before it gets better. But again, we have at least some control on that side with trying to keep people away from one another and stopping the spread.
Where are we with regard to developing a vaccine or an antiviral or anything that might be able to treat this virus?
Yeah, so we're getting closer, right? And I'll go back to what Dr. Tony Fauci from the United States National Institutes of Health has said. We're probably, I think, still about 12 months or 18 months away from a vaccine. These things take time. Even if you have something that seems like a really good candidate, by the time you go through and get some some safety testing done and possibly put it into an animal model of infection to see if it's if it gives you some benefit against the disease, it will take some wraparound time. The benefit that we have, though, is this whole idea of repurposing drugs that have been used previously for other infections or other disorders, and using that as a potential agent against this. So we've seen some talk about hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine recently. We don't know. The data is definitely inconclusive at this point, but there may be some signs there. We may have a faster turnaround time with that. So WHO is for clinical trials going on with potential therapeutics. We'll get the data back hopefully in the next couple of months. And then maybe we'll see a rapid turnaround for getting that deployed. But, again, we go back to this whole idea that without those measures, we really are relying on the general public to help combat this disease at the ground level.
Doctor, very kind of you to take some time this morning. We wish you the very best, and we hope we can turn to you again as news develops on the COVID-19 front.
Absolutely, guys. Keep well and stay safe.